Welcome back, folks, to another episode of Business from the Bass Boat Podcast, powered by X2 Power. And I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day and, you know, special time to have off with family and friends, but really is important to remember what that's for and all of the people who gave it all for us. So an exciting weekend. Really only tournament fishing going on was the NPFL. From what I could tell, it's kind of hard to follow some of that stuff. I'm not sure if anyone tried to tune in, but I was having a hard time finding live scoring, all that kind of stuff. Hopefully they can get some of that stuff worked out because I really enjoyed watching their stuff. But as promised, we've got a little bit of a delayed episode. After Memorial Day weekend, we had my team partner, actually, Turner, he got married, and we had a bachelor party before that. We just had a beat down on Lake McConaughey, so a bunch of fun, but certainly was really tied up and have been trying to get things rolling here guest-wise, and we've had a cancellation, but that's all right. It's time for the Bass Boat Contingency Ultimate Show. So I broke down a couple of these programs, especially some of these popular brands, right? Phoenix, Ranger, Nitro, some of that stuff, as well as Camus and some of these other brands as well. And I just was like, man, at some point here, I got to compare it all because I've got all these breakdowns in these. I have this knowledge of these. Let's put it on an Excel file and let's rank these things. Which boat brand has the best contingency program? And that's what I kind of came to. And now I'm going to say, when buying a bass boat, especially if you're buying new and you're a tournament angler, in my opinion, part of what you should look at when you're buying is the contingency program. If you compete, if you win money, if you are consistently cashing checks, worth looking into because a lot of these programs could be for you now, especially at the top tier level. But even for locals, there's a lot of stuff that matters. So I think it should be in consideration. Is it the most important thing? I don't know. It plays a big role in my purchasing, to be honest with you. And that's just from the mindset. You hear about all these issues with boat manufacturing or that have been happening. And I think we're seeing kind of a slowdown in the bass boat sales market. And I think you'll see quality honestly get better. But at the end of the day, it's hard to say a brand doesn't make a solid boat right now. Just it seems like every bass boat I'm in rough water or not, you never feel like this is just so terrible in compared to something else. Like they all can have problems. They all can be bad in rough water. Yes, there's differences. Yes, there's price differences. So there's a lot to think about, but I'm just saying this plays a big role in my factors with things. And yes, it can feel like they're always winning, right? It's almost like a credit card company. The way I'm almost comparing this is it's like a credit card company's incentive programs, like where everyone, there's like guys who play like the credit card game, right? Of like getting this bonus here or, you know, these rewards here. And it's kind of that way I feel like, but I enjoyed breaking these things down. I think it really matters. There's actual money in some of this stuff. There's guys who are absolutely making a good portion of their boats, payments, or they're making a return on their boat by getting in some of this stuff other than just tournament fishing winnings. Right. So let's pull up the final Excel file, the breakdown everyone has been waiting for. Who has the best bass boat contingency program? Okay. Hopefully you guys can see this. If you are not on YouTube, if you are on the MP3, I'll try to do my best to explain how I broke this out. First, I have different categories here. So we've got the boat brand, the top tier program years, meaning how many years your boat will stay valid in the program for the highest payout, right? So a lot of these have a 3 to 4 year window kind of a thing. The annual cost of the contingency program. So they've kind of offset some of this stuff by having an annual cost. I've got a category for the top payout. I've got a limit of payouts annually. That's important for someone who's winning a lot, especially at the local trail level. They've got a highest finisher if they do or do not have a highest finisher payout. This is also something I think is really important. National events, you know, what events are they covering? Local events, You know, if there's a good amount of local events there, most of these are going to have a yes in that category. And then if they have an older boat program, so if your boat is outside of that time frame, if they do have a program for you to still utilize. And then I have a little bit of notes on each one to help myself remember, kind of explain some of these. And you know, some of these aren't super well written, some are super confusing. So if I'm getting anything wrong here, love to hear it from somebody, but I feel like I did a pretty thorough breakdown. And definitely, I'm not a lawyer by any means, but it's interesting to see all the verbiage in these things, as I guess one would have to do with a boat company. But to start, all right, let's do the rankings from last to first. So I tried to get almost every bass boat style brand on here. One that I just thought of that I didn't get on here is Lund. Not see very many Lunds, but that's one that I'll have to just kind of look on my own time. But Bullet, Allison, Express, and Crestliner. Obviously, Express, Crestliner being two aluminums. They have no programs that I could find. So there's no extra contingency program. These are, you know, make sense to me, especially the Bullet Allison's such a small niche boat, if you will. You know, really fast boat. Not very many of those made per year. Not really going to be your super target for every tournament angler kind of a thing. So no contingency program. And it also, I think, is really difficult to lay the funds out on the line for a contingency program with a small brand. I think that's another really big factor. These more well-known brands seem to have a lot more seasoned contingency programs. They may have been doing it for a really long time. So again, Bullet, Allison, Express, Crestliner, no programs. They're obviously coming in last place. Got a couple ties in here, just an FYI too, based on my opinion. Now, on seventh place is what we're going to go to next there, because there's a couple ties again. I went with Blazer program. So a couple things I like about this program. It is, according to their website, if you have a 2018 or newer. So a six-year-old boat is pretty impressive to have a program for. So that I thought was pretty cool. Annual memberships, one of the most expensive, or tied for one of the most expensive. It's $100 a year annual cost. You kind of got to play that into your factor on if you're willing to do some of these or not, or what tournaments you fish, and if it makes sense to lay that $100 out. The top payout is $5,000, and that's the kind of their gold level, I believe they call it, and that is kind of more national trails, right? We're talking the top level pro tournaments, and I think that includes the Toyota Series and opens as well. So some stuff there. Then they've got two lower tiers than that. They've got a silver and a bronze. One thing to remember, I'm sorry, the Toyota Series might be in the silver, but there is a max limit on the payout on the lower tiers. So they're basically going to maximize you at 2,500 from the lower tier tournaments. I think they're trying to avoid someone who's winning a bunch of local events, something like that. So a little bit of a limit there. I think that's kind of a negative, because if the silver limit payout for a win is $2,000, then really is it you only can have one of those per year in the silver category. I think the bronze is $500. You could have a couple of wins there for your local trails, that kind of a thing. But you know, total payout of $5,000 is lower tiers. It's 2,500 or 500. So I'm glad they still have a program, being that Blazer is a smaller brand than a lot of these next companies. But again, just not quite cutting it from that perspective. There's also no highest finisher. That I think is an important thing to me, because it's cool to, or with how horrible checks are down the line in tournament fishing, right? When you finish 15th or 20th or something in one of these events that's not an elite series at BPT, your payout is so little compared to your entry fee, right? You might be just making just a little bit of money, and at the end of the day, after you're traveling, not really making anything. But to have those, you know, down the line payouts, that I think is pretty cool that some of these programs have. Blazer does not have anything like that. So definitely national events. I still can't find a lot of these. I've noticed do not have a Bass Pro Tour payout. I'd love to someone in the know to know, or I guess to learn why that isn't the case. But you know, it has Elite Series, NPFL, all these other things, but does not have the BPT there. But yes, has national events. Yes, has locals events. And then they do not have an older pro boat program that I could tell. So it has to be a Blazer within 6 years, based on the current verbiage on their website. And yeah, that's the positives and the negatives around the Blazer program. Again, I don't think it's a bad program. At least it is a program, but it is the lowest ranking of the programs. Okay, Falcon. Now, this one is interesting to me. I ranked it sixth because it does have a $100 annual cost, which I don't like. What I love about it, though, is there is no restrictions on how old your boat is from what I can tell on the website. So again, everything, that's super cool to me. If you're someone who's going to hold your boat for a long time and you're a local guy or regional guy and you just like keeping that boat how you want it, changing electronics every couple of years to stay competitive, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that in today's boats. And so I think it's kind of a cool thing. You could have it as a part of that contingency program for a really long time, or as long as you own the boat the way it's currently written. The top payout is pretty low on this. I think that's why I have it so far back here. The max you can make is $3,000. What is interesting with this, they do not give incentives to the top tier tournaments. Now, I don't know why this is. I think it could be because there's so few of guys out there with doing that compared to your local tournament trail guys, maybe your Toyota Series guys. I think another thing is, I think those top tier guys that are running a Falcon probably have some sort of pro deal. And so it's like, hey, do we want to be paying these guys a pro deal as well as a payout? Not sure. So anyways, they're basically not having a top tier. And so again, no Bass Pro Tour, no Elites, no Invitationals, no NPFL when it comes to any of the Falcon stuff. But for a local guy, I think it really, you know, it's not really going to matter if you don't necessarily get to that level, because you're fishing all these local trails and that kind of a thing that can really pay out here. So the limit for Falcon is $6,000 per year. So you are limited to two wins from that perspective. So that does kind of suck from a payout standpoint. I believe how their payout structure works is that top payout is based on the boat field size. Really simple of a layout, I thought Falcon had compared to a lot of these brands. There's some brands that it's just like, oh my gosh, I don't understand what's going on here. They're really technical when it comes to how you're paid and that kind of a thing. But $6,000 limit. What is really cool is it's any verifiable tournaments with 30 plus boats. So I thought this was awesome. From that perspective, you don't have to have a list or have, you know, this and that when it comes to this. It's any verifiable tournament. If they can see that it's a real tournament and it had 30 plus boats, they'll pay you for it. And so just to give you a little background, I did pull it up here. If it's 30 to 50 boats, they'll pay out a $350 cash prize. If it's 51 to 80 boats, it's $550. If it's 81 to 100 boats, they'll pay out $800. If it's 101 to 150, it's 2000. If it's 151 boats plus, they will pay you $3,000. So really think that this is cool because it's any tournament. If you are a tournament angler and you are fishing all your stuff from local stuff to bigger stuff with Federation or maybe a Toyota Series here and there, what's cool is you have that limit to $6,000 per year, but you know, who doesn't want to win an extra $350 in their club tournament that may only pay you $200 anyway on a Wednesday night, right? Or something like that. So as long as it's got 30 boats, you submit a form, get it into Falcon. I think it's a really cool program for local guys. And man, if I'm in a Falcon boat, I'm trying to hit that $6,000 a year. It's going to help in just covering your costs for tournament fishing. So I think that's kind of a cool thing. And again, it doesn't have to be a brand new Falcon. All right, number five. This one is probably one that I really struggle with. I think there's some positives to it, but it's the Skeeter program. I think Skeeter's real money or something. But anyways, I ranked them fifth. Big restrictions on the top tier. You have to have a boat within 24 months of the warranty being registered with your Skeeter Yamaha. So only really a two-year program on Skeeter stuff. The annual cost is $75, so fairly expensive when it comes to a annual cost there. They do give out a top payout of $10,000, but that is only at the Classic. So really, it's kind of one of those just shock and awe numbers, like, oh, we'll give you $10,000, but it's really just at the Classic. After that, I think it's $5,000 for every win behind that, including on the Elite Series. And there's a bunch of lower tiers, but it's still, for the most part, a $5,000 payout on wins. They do allow up to 3 wins. So max you can win, right? In this case, would be $15,000 if you're an Elite Series guy and you win the Classic. Technically, it would be $20,000 because of that $10,000 Classic incentive. Or not an Elite Series guy, right? Like someone else can make the Classic. Okay. So those, I think, are okay from that perspective. I really don't like the 24-month program. I think getting in and out of a boat every 2 years is fairly tough for most folks. Now, the cool thing that Skeeter does have, but it only applies to the Elite Series, is they do have a highest finisher. So they are paying, I think it's $1,000 on Skeeter's. Basically, you finish in the top 10, they will pay you an extra $1,000 if the winner, right? Like a lot of these, if the winner is not in a Skeeter. So second through 10th place, they're going to pay you if you're in Elite Series for $1,000. So kind of cool there. Now, after that, they do not have an older boat program. So don't really love that. Yes, there's national events. Yes, there's local events from that perspective, but they do not have an older boat program. One thing to remember with Skeeter, and this will be brought up in another boat brand too, but Yamaha has a pretty stout contingency money program. So you are getting the benefit by getting a Skeeter. You have to have a Yamaha, but I don't think it's fair to include that in this because you could get a Yamaha on almost the majority of these other boats, not all of them, but the majority of these other boats. Now, availability is a different story, but on a Phoenix, on a Camus, you can put a Yamaha on those brands. So that is something that is interesting to me to see that, that is not not an option or not all that high of an option from some perspectives. But again, they are willing to go out $5,000 on a win to your non-Elite Series guy. So they are my fifth ranked. Next is fourth. We've got Icon Boats, right? So new boats to the scene. Jacob Wheeler's partial owner or has some say with the Icon brand. And it's, again, another one of these, just a two-year program. Now, that's kind of got to have an asterisk because we don't know how far out they will do this, right? Because Icon's such a new brand, you can't sit here and be like, well, they're only going to do 2 years forever. It may be more than that. But right now, the way it's written is it's a two-year program. The annual cost of that program is $50 to $100, depending on which program you pick. So I think there's a gold and a platinum program. You can decide based on the tournaments that you are fishing, which one makes sense for you. They are going to have a top payout of $8,500. Thought that wasn't too shabby at all. I really love how they have no limit on a maximum winnings. So kind of reminds me of the old Legend program where it was like $10,000 a win and you could just stack them up. But this is, there's no limit on the win from the win count. There is no highest finisher. Again, I think that is a fairly decent negative by not having that. I really love when brands have that for the guy who's consistently doing well. Does have Elite Series events and local events. But again, another one of these brands looking at this saying, hey, we don't need to put in here these top programs. So no Elite Series and no BPT. So interesting from that perspective. No older boat program. Well, the boat brand's been out for a year now, so we can't really, it's just a question mark when that comes up. So they do pay out $8,500 for those top tier tournaments. They're including the Toyota Series, the Bassmaster Opens on there. And I think they're paying out $1,200 for the lower tier tournaments. So there's a lot of lower tier tournaments there, right? Like a lot of these brands, I do love how a lot of these brands are willing to branch out past the BFLs, right? They've got all kinds of local trails, you know, some walleye circuits. They got all kinds of stuff these brands have. So okay payout there. I think the $8,500 is pretty stout. But again, Icon Boats, man, are pricey. So are the next boats here. Maybe not quite as much, but I've got third ranked. I've got Basscat. So Basscat does have a negative, again, just like Icon and Skeeter, 24-month program to their high-end tier. So Basscat, I don't know what they've got going on. They have probably the most confusing of a contingency program. They've got like stuff with team members. If you're fishing with both of you as team members, you can get additional money. If you both have bass cats within New Year's, and then there's co-angler stuff, which is cool. I think that's really cool. It's the only boat brand that does have a co-angler contingency. There is no restriction on original owners. So you can still, you, sorry, I guess I should say, there is that $7,500 payout. Your boat has to be within 2 years new. After that, the lower payouts, I believe the next one's $3,000. It could be any original owner of a bass cat or a non-original owner, but you have to pay a fee to get into the program of $200. But if you are an original owner of a bass cat and your boat's a 19 or a 2001 boat, you can still get bass cat contingency money without having a fee. There's no fees associated to original owners. It's a $200 fee, one-time fee, by the way, to transfer into the program. So kind of cool from that perspective. Again, like the Falcon, not a bad situation for someone who's going to keep their boat a long time. They limit you to $15,000 for tier one payouts annually. So that would be two wins based on their $7,500 payout. They do have a highest finisher payout in if you finish within the top 20. I think that's awesome. They do have all the national events, all the local events, and they do have older boat programs. Two things that I thought were kind of cool were that they do have a non-boater program. I think it's only $250 or $300 on those, but they also have a college GPA program. So if you are a college kid, you have a bass cat, they'll pay you for having a good GPA for making, I think, some of those national tournaments. So I think that's really cool that bass cat kind of has some of those unique characteristics. That's why they're my third ranked. All right. These next ones I feel like are kind of in a category on their own. So again, we'd have the seventh through third. And now we're kind of getting into the seconds and the firsts that I have tied here. And I just couldn't decide between them based on some of their positives and negatives. So second place, I've got Vexus and Camus. First, we'll go through Vexus's program. There's no restrictions. So everything that I could find doesn't say you have to have a new Vexus. It could be a 2018, 2019 Vexus, whenever they started coming out. And there is no fee to their program. I think that is fantastic. They do have a $10,000 top payout for those top tournaments. I think it's based on boat numbers. And then it's similar to, sorry, forgot to mention this with Skeeter. It's a match up to. So that's what Skeeters does. So does Vexus. So rather than saying, hey, we'll pay you a flat $7,000 fee, we'll match you $10,000 for a win. Now, this is on their fiberglass boats. Their aluminum boats, I think it's only 1,000. So a big difference there on running their expensive models versus the cheaper models. So I think that's something to remember for the Vexus guys out there. They do limit you pretty substantially. Two wins. Can only have two wins in a Vexus. But if you're having two wins in a year, making 20 grand is pretty awesome in a you know high-end boat there. So the highest finisher, they don't have anything for. Again, I think this is a pretty good knock. I do think Vexus has a great program for a win, but nothing on a highest finisher perspective. They do both have national trails, no BPT on this one, as well as local events. And yes, they have an older boat program because, well, they're saying any boat model. So great program, I think, from Vexus. I think the only way that they can improve that, because again, there's no fee. I think it's just awesome. The only thing they could do is if they had a little highest finisher, and maybe they didn't limit it completely on their payouts. But again, a fantastic program from Vexus in my eyes. Now, second place tie there is Camus. So Camus, I think, has an awesome, 4 years, I think, is a pretty good number when we're talking this stuff. Bass boats, keeping a bass boat for 4 years if you're fishing that national level, staying competitive. So they do have $100 annual costs. So right on tier with the expensive ones. So pricey from that perspective, but again, you're getting a lot for it here. So they do a $7,000 payout, top prize payout if you're not in a Yamaha with a Camus, but a $10,000 payout if you are with a Yamaha. And again, if you're in a Yamaha within 5 years, Yamaha's got a great program, but can't compare it. In this case, we're just doing boats, but something to consider there. There's an additional bump there if you're in the Yamahas. They do limit you to 3 wins per year, but no limits on your top 10s. They will pay you pretty substantially. I believe it's $2,500 with a Yamaha, and I think it's 500 without, but if you top 10 in events. So really cool from that perspective. They have a bunch of prizes here past that top tier for that 7 to 10,000. I think there's, you know, silver and bronze that are a little bit less, but again, a ton of tournaments, most of your local trails, that kind of a thing. Seems like you can add to a bunch of these. So overall, I think it's a fantastic program. They have the top 10 incentive as well as all the additional stuff, national events, local events, and an older boat program as well. So once your boat's past that 4 years old, if you are fishing out of it still, there are still some lesser prizes. All right. Get another drink of water. I'm talking like crazy alone. When it comes to the first place here, again, I really think these two brands have, again, another leg up above all of these other brands substantially. It's like three stair steps to me. There's kind of like the seventh through third, and there's like the two folks in second, Vexus and Camus, and then the first place tie goes to Phoenix, and then Ranger, Triton, Nitro. So the White River Marine Group boats, they're all grouped together because they have the same contingency program. So with these, excuse me, we'll break Phoenix down first. And again, I did an episode just on Phoenix, and I did an episode just on Ranger and Triton. But Phoenix has two types of programs. They have an MLF bonus program, and then they have the first flight program. And what's nice about it is you don't have to do both, or you can do both. It's up to you. Relatively inexpensive. So it's $20 for the MLF bonus program. To me, that's a no-brainer. The MLF bonus program is by far the highest paying contingency program out there when it comes to bass boats currently. Phoenix has got that one locked. I think they're giving away the most money out of everyone else. Obviously, they've got that worked in with MLF, and I think it's a great program. Now, you have to have a Phoenix that's within 3 years old. So I think that is a little bit of a knock, but it's at the same time, you know, I don't think it's horrible. It's kind of right middle of the road if you look at the rest of these when it comes to how many years you have to have it. They do have the top payout of $35,000 for a win in a Phoenix boat that's been toted all over. Bunch of guys win with it every year. This isn't just a one person taking home $35,000 because of this. It seems to happen a lot. And I think that shows the power of a contingency program with how many guys you see at a Toyota series at a BFL that are in a Phoenix boat. So I think that is huge, and in itself probably puts it in that top first category of a tie in my eyes. But I'll explain that later, but that's why you can't beat that. And it's $7,000 on a BFL. I mean, a BFL entry fee is $200 to win an extra $7,000 is just insane. So I think that is massive upside on Phoenix stuff. I will say those payouts are pretty standard when you get away from MLF. So if you win an open, an elite series and stuff, I think it's $7,000. So outside of the MLF tournaments, you're still covered pretty well from a contingency program, but that's a $50 contingency program to be a part of that versus the $20 on the bonus. But either way, they do have the highest finisher that is probably the best highest finisher money out of all of these when it comes to a MLF tournament, right? So if it's a BFL or a Toyota series and you are the highest person finishing in a Phoenix that is MLF bonus qualified for, you get an additional, in the Toyota series case, is $1,000. I think in the BFLs, it's $500. So you could finish 33rd, but you're the next Phoenix owner that won that. If the winner wasn't a Phoenix guy and you win an extra $1,000, like that may have paid for your tournament, you know, because you probably got your entry fee back from winning the money, you know, and your travel fee. So I think that's a really cool thing that Phoenix has. No one else has it that deep, right? In every other situation, it has to be a top 10 or a top 20 or not at all with a lot of these. So I think that's huge. That doesn't apply to outside of the MLF bonus tournament. So outside of the Toyota series and the BFLs, it's not anything like that. As far as the limits of payouts annually, I could not find anything saying there is a limit to the MLF bonus. So when we're talking Toyota series, we're talking BFLs, Toyota Series Championship, all of those situations, invitationals. I didn't see any limit to that $35,000 payout. There is a two limit win on the first flight program. Again, that is the program outside of Major League Fishing. So it's your Bassmaster Opens. It's all your local events. It's the Elite Series. There is a limit to two wins per year. So pretty cut off at that point. But again, cool to see on the MLF. So there's nothing. Yes, on the national events, no BPT on this one as well, which is interesting to me the way I read it. Yes, on local events. And yes, on older boat programs. If you do have a boat that's outside of that window, you do get paid additionally because of that. Excuse me. Okay. On the other side of things, the second tie. Oh, let's see what I got here. Another note saying, hey, if you are fishing Toyota Series, BFLs, invitationals, you probably need to be in a Phoenix unless you've got some great boat deal somewhere else, or you just really like your boat that you're in and you can't justify the potential extra dollars going into a Phoenix. It's awesome. They just signed a multi-year deal, I believe at the end of April, to continue that program. So huge, I think, to continue with Phoenix if you are fishing those style tournaments. Okay. Now, the other tie for first was rolled out this year, and I think it's a fantastic program. It doesn't have quite the dollars that go out probably from the Toyota Series BFL's perspective, but Ranger, Triton, and Nitro's, the White River Marine Group's new program this year is awesome. It is probably the most easy to understand for anyone fishing tournaments kind of a program. So they basically say, hey, we'll do it for 4 years. So I think that's a good number. 4 years if your boat's within 4 years old. There's no annual fee. You just have to sign up for it. Also massive. There's no limit to the amount of times you can win. I think that is incredible because they're willing to give out $8,000 for any tournament, $10,000 when it comes to the Elite Series or the Bass Pro Tour top tier tournaments, and $50,000 to the Bassmaster Opens Angler of the Year, and $50,000 to the Toyota Series Champion if you're in a Ranger, Triton, or Nitro. So again, those are only two payouts, right? There's only two people that are going to win those. $50,000 payout, though. That's insane to me. I think it's really cool to see that they are willing to do that. But I think what's even more important is they're willing to give $8,000 to winners of much smaller trails. Again, they aren't, it doesn't have to be a 250 boat tournament. They're willing to give out an $8,000 tournament or $8,000 first place prize. If you finish first in a 60 boat field or more on a ton of tournament series, I mean a ton. And what's cool is they're showing those winner lists of who won and this kind of a thing. So, I mean, looking right here, you know, through this list of things in Ranger, and again, this is on Triton's website, this is on all these different websites, but like, okay, let's take a look at Wesley Rogers. So he's won an $8,000 check, and then he's run four $500 checks. So he's already sitting at what? $10,000 in winnings this year. Alec Pitts, this guy's fishes, looks like American Bass Association, best bass tournaments. He's won two $8,000 checks and a $500 check. So he's at $16,500 halfway through the season in his boat. I mean, that's a quarter. Well, not quite, not in today's. It's, you know, it might be 15% of the boats paid off based on just those winnings. So I think it's really cool that you can stack this over and over and over and over again. And I think it's a commendable program from so many different ways, but that is huge to me to see that ability for guys to win and win and win on something, especially if you're having a really good year in your tournaments, that kind of thing. So I thought that was a really important thing with this program. They also will pay a top 10. So highest finisher, it's not quite the level that MLF is where you're not getting quite to that top 10, but you're getting paid a top 10. So I think that's really important to see. Cool to see that. I think it's $1,000. an extra $1,000 or $500, something like that, when it comes to finishing in the top 10. If the original winner was not in a Ranger Trader Nitro. Okay. So again, they've got all the national events, all the local events. They do have an older boat program. If you've got a boat older than in this case, 4 years, there still is some contingency there. And yeah, I think that's really it, guys. I think that when, again, deciding a boat choice, these are important things to look at. In this case, I think there's really a couple tiers here, and I'm impressed with how some of these brands have done this. If you're not on a pro dealer, if you're not on a reasonable deal, that's, I don't know. There's a lot of factors that go into getting a boat, right? Your dealer, what you like, the price point, so many different things, but this is something to consider. Contingency programs are real. I think they're out there to help the angler out. Yes, they incentivize folks to buy things, but that is the way our world works. And Phoenix, Ranger, Triton, Nitro, they've done fantastic jobs. I think those are the two that I'm going to say as a tie. I really didn't want to do a tie, but I think that's where I'm at with it. I think the only way to improve the Phoenix one would be to allow to have more stuff outside of MLF, but that's kind of their play, right? I mean, there's no one giving away more $35,000 checks than them in the boat world consistently every year because of those wins. And then on the Ranger, Nitro, Triton side, I think the only way you make it better is to have, I guess, more than an $8,000 payout, but I don't know too many people that are going to turn that down. I mean, I think that they have an awesome program with that, and you just have to be within the top 10. You're also still getting a check potentially, as long as the person who won wasn't in a Ranger Triton Nitro. So games to play in all of this. I enjoy breaking this stuff down. Hopefully this brings value to somebody who may be looking at a boat or considering things on their next boat purchase. I know the economy is kind of crazy right now, and people are like, buying a boat, not today. So, or not right now, but there's always deals to be had and there's always things to think about. Figured I'd give you folks a little bit of my thoughts with it all. Hopefully this was helpful. It was a bunch of work on a spreadsheet and reading documents. I felt like a freaking lawyer, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I certainly did, breaking it down. Yeah, with that, guys, have a great week. I know this was a little bit later in the week than normal for Business from the Bass Boat, but look forward to more stuff coming from the Serious Angler crew. We are kind of getting into the busy time for Andrew and Bailey, especially Andrew guiding and that kind of a thing, but look for a ton to come. Getting ready to move here myself a little bit further west into Idaho. Certainly excited with that. A lot of tournaments coming up this fall and plenty of stuff to do. So, folks, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, shoot me a message on Instagram. It would probably be the easiest way on how we broke some of this stuff down. But with that, we're going to wrap things up. Hope everyone has a fantastic week.